I thought we deserved the win. I thought the players played incredibly well tonight. We competed at a very high level right from the start, and our special teams were fantastic.
You mentioned the special teams there. Three goals all from the special teams, and two on the power play and one shorthanded, really. You can't underestimate the importance of special teams against Nottingham, can you?
No, we've addressed it as a team, as individuals, that's where we need to really elevate our game going down the stretch. The power play goals were very, very nice worked goals, very nice finishes. And that shorthanded goal, there is something special for Matthew Waugh.
When Nottingham bring it back to 2-2, Greg Jacina gets that goal. There seemed kind of no panic on the bench. You guys were still seemed supremely confident that you'd go on and get the extra goal.
Yeah, I mean, I think we spent a little bit more time in our zone than we really wanted to. But on the flip side of that, I thought we were very composed in our zone. We didn't run around too much. The positional play was there. And yeah, I went 2-2. You can hear guys on the bench, you know, we'll get the next one. And that's stuff that can't be coached. It can't be taught. It comes from within the people on the bench. And, you know, tonight we were a very good hockey team.
You could see how much it meant to Josh Eunice right at the end of the game. But in terms of the league now, you know, that win tonight, considering other results around the league, is really important.
It is. I think there's... you know, there's going to be a number of games down the next few weeks that are going to be, you know, just as important. But tonight, we'll enjoy the moment. We'll enjoy the good times. And tonight is definitely a good time.
Dustin Cone, not available tonight, but how close is he to getting back on the ice?
Hopefully close. I think you'll have to ask him to get the final diagnosis.
Was he almost ready to go tonight?
I don't know. You'll have to talk to him.
Frank Doyle as well, coming to the end of his 3 weeks. I guess you've got a tough decision to make in the next couple of days, Josh Eunice, or whether or not Frank Doyle starts that Challenge Cup semi-final.
Well, I think we'll just go a day at a time. I know Frank took some shots last week, and we'll just kind of see how he reacts to things. But you got to give Josh, you know, the proper respect and credit that he deserves. He's been playing fantastic for us.
He has been playing fantastic. And for you as a head coach, how do you go about making that decision?
I don't know is the answer. Well, I think first things first is you've got to get you got to know if Frank's fully fit, and then you can make that decision. Until Frank's fully fit, Josh is our starting goalie.
Looking at that Challenge Cup game, how do you replicate tonight's win? Does it all kind of come down to special teams again, or are there other areas that you're looking to improve?
Of course, there's areas that we're looking to improve, but we'll just accentuate. You know, we'll just keep going on the positive things that we did tonight. There's many things that we did tonight that we haven't done in the past against these guys.